So Parshat Emor has all the various mawadim. So the pasuk in Perek of Gimel, pasuk of Dalet, is the pasuk that tells us about the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. B'chodesh Shvi, b'chad haChodesh yelachem Shabbaton, zichron shrua mikra kodesh. By the way, if you look at the Torah, says the Emes Yaakov, you don't see how Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally different from all the other mawadim. The only difference you see is that it's called the Yom Trua. But we know that like Sukkot has Dal and Minim. But you don't have that Rosh Hashanah is the day that we daven for Parnassa and the day that we daven for life. That doesn't say it anywhere. The Torah doesn't say, you know, this is the day that we crown Hashem king and we daven for life, you know, inscribe for me a good year. None of that's in the Torah. The Torah tells us it's Yom Teruah Yom Nilchem. And it doesn't tell us, you know, Keter Yinulachan, this is the day of Malchios, Achronos, Shofros. I'm not saying none of these things have Kiyum Doraitas, that's already starting to get into Lomdas of what you're doing on Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't say to do that. And Rak Achronim, what he calls the Achronim, the footnote is clear to tell you that it's talking about the Chachmei Mishnah Gemara, but in other words, later than the Torah, they tell us, yeah, on Rosh Hashanah, Davin for Chaim and Parnassa, Kotveno B'Chaim, Zachreno L'Chaim, etc., all these things that we know that we Davin for. So, but none of that was until the Anshei Knesset HaGadola came and told us, this is what you should say and this is what you should do on Rosh Hashanah. And he said, you have to understand that before that, what used to happen? Before the Anshei Knesset HaGadola told you to do that, so what did we used to do? We used to just talk about making Hashem king. And from making Hashem king, so then Hashem would be like, wow, thank you for making me king. I'm going to give you all life. I'm going to give you all Parnassa, etc. In other words, instead of serving Hashem for the reward, Hashem, please give me life in Parnassa, we would just say that you are going to, you're our king, we're making you king, and therefore that you should do that. But somehow, the later people, as in the Chachmei, the Mishnah Gemara, said, if we don't tell people that this is their chance to crown him as king, then they're not going to do it. And similarly, if we don't tell them that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Mishpat Adin, they're not going to be asking for the right things. So he says, this idea that certain ideas which are revealed to us later, they are there, just we don't know it. As in the Torah gives us a certain amount of information, and Chazal reveal it to us when necessary. And in fact, sometimes, and this is the focus of his Dvar Torah, the Kabbalah tells us missing pieces of information. For example, we know that there's a din in there's a din not to travel in a vehicle on Shabbos. Why? Before even we're talking about electric vehicles. I mean, already in the you might come to fix the vehicle. So that means that. So what kind of iser is that? Is that in the Torah? No, that's a takana of Chazal. So in other words, at the time of the Torah didn't say don't travel in the vehicle. But Chazal said, don't travel in the vehicle because you might come to fix it. So he says, and to understand this, he says, I once heard a non-Jew ask a fellow Jew here, you know, wait a minute, you're supposed to have a day of rest. Wouldn't it be more restful for you to get a ride than for you to, you know, walk around everywhere? And he said, well, what would happen if you broke an axle or, you know, a wheel or something? Wouldn't you change it? He says, well, you want me to just leave the car there, abandon it for the day? Of course I'd fix it. So he says, well, then you lost your day of rest because you were driving it. So he says, Havantu lefize kol gzero derabanan. The Torah was given for when the person was a mamin and a boteach. But, for example, if you were to do business in the time of the Torah, you wouldn't write. Chazal come and say, no, we can't do any business transactions on Shabbos because if you do, you're going to feel the need to write down a receipt. In other words, before that, there was what we refer to as Eimat Shabbat Alav. It would stop you from writing, so therefore the Torah doesn't have to tell you not to do business, because even if you did business, you wouldn't come to write. So that same idea applies in a few different ways. He says, with that on Shkafa, we can understand something that he says, Rav Kalman Epstein, who was another Rav friend of Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he said, somebody asked him, how do we know that Hoshana Rabbah is the day of judgment? Where is that in the Torah? Okay, we barely have any mention of what Hoshana Rabbah is in the Torah. Okay, And now we know that we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then there's this big, final, Pit Ketava, last day, this is Chitum Adin of Hashanah Rabbah. Not only that, how late it is, it's not in the Bavli, and it's not in the Yerushalmi. Some people find a little remez to it in the Yerushalmi, if you look in the footnotes here. But he said, where do we really get it from? So it does appear in the Gaonim. But it basically comes from Kabbalah. So how is it that something so important, this is Yom HaDin, and it was hidden from us? Elimu chazal et zemimenu, until the Zohar came and revealed it to us? He says that was a question that somebody asked him. And he says, obviously, in the tone of the question, I felt, you know, a little chutzpah towards the Zohar. So excuse me if in my tone of presenting the question, I sounded a little negative to it, but I'm trying to present the thrust of the question as it was asked him, and that is the answer. He says, so with this hashkafa that I just explained to you, about how the Torah revealed something to us, and Chazal revealed something to us in the right time, we can understand this yesod and other yesodot. For example, we know that on Shabbos there's an iser to read L'or Aner. As in, if you have a candle next to you, you can't read next to it. Again, is that in the Torah? No. In the Torah, there's an iser L'havara, there's an iser Mechaba. But Chazal or Metaken she'en korin l'or aner. Why? Shema yavot la'tor aner. You might come and tilt the candle in order to make a better flame if you can't see well enough. He says, what happened? So let's look at him. Nixiana, my abim and matzav. What was it? Were the people doing it? And then, people kept making this mistake, and along comes Shimon ben Shetach and says, you know, okay, we got to stop doing it. Or were they not doing it, and all of a sudden, Shimon ben Shetach's time, they started doing it. So apparently, they started doing it. So what's his proof? Because the halacha actually is that on Yom Kippur, it's allowed. Why? Because Eimat Yom Kippur is on you. You won't come to tilt the candle. This is Paskin Halacha L'maisa. So it says, we are not choshesh that in Yom Kippur you're going to do it. So apparently there was this aim on people. So all of a sudden, when they felt that Ema wasn't there anymore, so they said, okay, you can't read lower than air anymore. So people used to be able to, and now you can't do it. So it's not that they didn't change halacha. They didn't even add to the halacha. They are telling you what the halacha was. The halacha always was that you can't tilt the candle. And if activities didn't lead you to tilting the candle, those activities were permitted. When those activities are in a generation when doing those activities leads you to tilt the candle, so now we're telling you those activities are not permitted. But the situation was always the same. He says, with that, we can understand Hoshana Rabbah as well. Chachmei Yisrael all of a sudden understood something changed about everybody's approach to Hoshana Rabbah. He says, in the earlier generations, if we told you what Hoshana Rabbah was, and Hoshana Rabbah's Yom HaDin, you wouldn't be able to celebrate Sukkot properly. Because you'd be like, I don't want to get too happy this Sukkot because I want to, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Am I going to get a year of life? Or am I going to get a year of, you know, a good year, a bad year? And you'd be too nervous. And you wouldn't probably, you know, Simcha, Samachta B'chagecha, you wouldn't be able to celebrate Sukkot. Yitra du'a monim v'tid badal yedei simcha rachag. And therefore, the Chacham said, okay, don't tell that. They only told it to Hasidim and Anshei Maaseh, etc., just like we only give certain names of a Kaddish Baruch to certain them. So therefore, they were only moser what Hoshana Rabbah really is to the certain people. And those certain people were able to dance Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Mikdash and in the house, celebrate Sukkot the way they're supposed to. Until you get to the end, the Sof Elif Chamishi. He understands. We're talking about much later in history that there was Yeridas Adoras, and the Chachmei Adoras says, okay, you know what? Even if I told you it's Yom HaDin, it's not going to affect you that much. Everybody now knows about Hoshana Rabbah, and I'm not sure how different my, third day of Sukkot looks, given that I know that the seventh day is Yom HaDin, than if I didn't know that. Like, I'm not sure how much I'm acting differently on those days. Maybe you guys are in a different madriga than me, okay? For me, I I'm not sure that factors into my Chol HaMoed activities so much. What?
More time for Tashlich,
right? So therefore, the Chachmei Ador Ra'u Yadu Shu Yom Adin Lo Tifrasim Chanachag. Even if we tell you, our Eim and Adin is not so much. And therefore, they revealed it all to us. How do they do it? They reveal it with the Zohar. And he says, this Hashkafa helps solve so many different topics. And the footnote tells you some of the other times that he brought this up, all sorts of other things, Yom Kippur Katan and whatever else. So we have to remember, number one, that there's, you know, you read this Doros, and we shouldn't think that if something is new, that it's because it's new. It's sometimes just revealed to us that way. And we should be mourning that we're not in the Madriga that we had it previously. We should understand that even these ideas that we don't see explicitly in the Torah, we're relying on Chazal to tell us just how to do. Ashreinu, that we have Chazal, Ashreinu, that we have Anshei Knesset HaGadola, that they wrote a tefillah for us in Rosh Hashanah, so that we could get the, Chayim and Parnassa and everything else that we were supposed to be asking for Rosh Hashanah. That we have the Lashonos and Malchios and Keter Yinulcha, and we're crowning a Kaddish Baruch Hu on this day, that we realize that this is what we're supposed to be doing about the day. Because the Torah doesn't tell us. We need the Chachmei Torah Shebaal Peh to tell to us, so, and we should have faith in our Chachamim that they have properly passed us and revealed to us and given us the Mesorah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, to explain to us how to properly keep all the Torah and mitzvahs. Shkaich.